Rabbi, today I want to speak about the union of Kriyashma. In this week's parasha, we have the pasuk Hen Am Kilavi Yokum. Klal Yisrael is compared to a nation that rises up like a lion. Rashi on the pasuk actually says, well, first let me read the Tanchuma. The Tanchuma says, what does it mean, a nation that rises up like a lion? Kishehein imdin mishinasam, when they wake up from their sleep, shachris, hein misgabrin kilavi, they are mighty like a lion, uchari, likrois eshma, to reach shma, ulehoniach tefillin. The Iker emphasis on this Maamar Chazal is, they rise up, they're in a rush to read the Kriya Shema. Rashi on this week's parasha, in fact, writes, Kishahin Umdim Mishinasan Shachris, when they wake up from their sleep in the morning, he miskabrin, they are mighty. Lachtoif es hamitzvos, to grab the mitzvos, lilboish talis, to put on a talis, likrois es shema, ulihoniach tfilin, and to wear tfilin. So from this, I want to discuss a few matters relating to the union of Kriya Shema. Okay, first let me begin with a drush, a machshava, a rayon, an idea, a thought. I was inspired to understand this matter by seeing a question which I did not really get a satisfactory answer to. Why we know that the brachos of Kriya Shema, the Kriya Shema is packaged in brachos. There are three brachos in the morning, and there are four brachos at night. In the morning, the bracha, Kriya Shema, ideally should be said with the bracha, we would say, Yotzer Or, Uvari Choshech, Oseh Shlom Reyesakol. It's a very long bracha. After we say the beginning of the bracha, we begin, Hameir La'aretz, V'ladurim Olech Barachem, V'tum Mechadesh, we go through the Aleph Beis, expressions of praise, the Aleph Beis. We then describe the Malachim, the Seder of the Malachim, of Giv Kedusha, and then we conclude, we wind down with Yotzer Hama'oros, Lekel Melech. We go into Lekel Melech, where we describe a whole collection of ideas, and we conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Yoitzer Hamoiros. Then the second bracha is Ahava Rabba, and then finally we come to Kriya Shema. And after Kriya Shema, we have a long bracha Emes V'yatzev V'nochem V'kayim V'yoshar, and we conclude the very end Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael. Three brachos which package, which sandwich the Kriya Shema. And ideally, we're all very well aware that if we daven late, so we have to be makbir to say Kriya Shema before the Zman, but it's not ideal. And the reason why it's not ideal to say Kriya Shema early and then go to Shul and daven late, we will say Kriya Shema past the Zman, because we lose out the ability to say Kriya Shema properly, which only can be done if it is packaged with its three accompanying brachas. At night, we have an additional bracha. We have four brachas. We have the bracha Hamar Varovim, Ahavas Olam, Hash Geula, Goal Yisrael, and Hashgiveinu. Four brachas. So the question, I saw someone ask the question is, what in the world do the brachas have to do with Kriya Shema? If Chazal is so makbid that we have brachos that package the Kriya Shema, l'chayr, we would expect that there's some relationship, there's some connection between the brachos and Kriya Shema. On a very simple level, then my inyan shmita etzel har Sinai. We talk about the Me'orois, we talk about Torah, we talk about Geula. What does Kriya Shema, Kabbalas, O Malchus Shemaim, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad, have to do with these things? So good kasha. So good. I say Kriya Shema every single day. We say the brachos every single day. We machmir to say the zman. What's going on? So I didn't get a full flavor of the answer, but I spent some time thinking about it. And I think it's not totally my idea, but I think there is a mahalach, and the mahalach works with the assumption, with the so that the brachos are really not, they're not said for the first brach, for the first pasuk. The ikar part of Kriya Shema is really Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. You accept upon yourself the yoke of heaven, Yimakir Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That aspect, according to the simple understanding, does not have a bracha. There is no bracha. Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim is something which is done independently, and the proof to that is in korbanos, mashkimim Kamayim chol yom v'yomim Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. In Ikar Hadin, you don't have to say the first parasha. The only thing you say in the morning in Ikar Hadin, in Korbanos, is just the first pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. How could Chazal be misaking? To say the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad as part of the Nusach HaTfilah, where they tell us, where they're telling us over and over that you should daven the whole Nusach HaTfilah before the Zman, so that when you say Kriya Shema, you should chaperai in Kriya Shema with the brachas. When on the other hand, they're telling us to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad before we recite the brachas in Korbanos. The answer is Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim does not need a bracha. Just that pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad has no bracha, is independent, stands alone, and that's why adarabba, you should say this early as possible. You could say it even in Korbanos. So that brings back the question: so what then is the purpose of the brachas? So the answer is the brachas are primarily recited for the two parshios that we recite, the Ohavta Es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavah b'chol nafshcha, and the parsha of V'chayah im Shema. This is what Rav Ashkenazi in his sefer and Shari Tfilah, this is his yisoid. He, I don't know if he's Rav Ashkenazi, Kfar Chabad, yeah? No, this that it says in the Siddur, but Korbanos V'Ohavta, that is not, some hold it's not correct, it should not be said, because you're supposed to say with the brachas, it was only put there in case you are running late, and you may not recite the Kriya Shema in the Zman, or it's a leftover from the time of Shmat, Gzeres HaShmat, when the government officials would come into Shul, would not allow us to say Kriya Shema, so they said the whole Kriya Shema right then and there. According to the majority of the Paiskim, you should not say the Ohavta there. Because if you're saying the Ohavta there, you're going to be Yotze, according to many opinions, Kriya Shema, or at least that part of Kriya Shema, and you've missed out on saying the Brachos. So you should not say the parasha of the Ohavta. If you really want to say the parasha of the Ohavta, the poskim advise, you should have kavana. You don't want to be yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. You want to wait until you say the brachas. So what do we do? So the
is the brachas
what? No, they're not levatala. The brachas are standalone brachas. They can be said independently, even though it's past the zman, even though you're ready with your yaitz in the mitzvah. Definitely not. But ideally, it should be said together. So this is a very good riot. It's a very nice yisoid. Let's review what we've done over here. What do the brachas have to do with Kriya Shema? Question. Good question. First yisoid, to make the question lighter. In a chanami, the brachas have nothing to do with the major theme of Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim, which is the first pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The proof that's correct is that we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad in Korbanos, and lechatchila without reciting any brachas. Therefore, what are the brachas? What are the brachas coming for? Now, in order to set up to answer this question, the brachas are being said for the first parsha, V'ohavta, and for the second parsha, V'hoyah im Shemoah. So now the question has to be recalibrated. What then is the connection between the brachas and V'ohavta and V'hoyah im Shemoah? So here let us explain. What's the first pasuk? The first pasuk of V'ohavta is three. There are three ideas. V'ohavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha, with your entire heart, u'v'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol me'odecha. How do Chazal explain b'chol levavcha? They explain with, it doesn't say b'chol libcha, but b'chol levavcha. With yitshnei, yishbshtei, yitzi, your two passions, the yitzer toiv and the yitzer hara. Person should channel his desires to enjoy life for the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second word, what a Chazal dashnu b'chol nafshecha. Even if you have to give up your life. What's the third end of the pasuk? With all of your material means, with all of your wealth, everything you have in the world. How does the first bracha begin? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Yotzer Or, number one. Uvorei Choshech, Oseh Shalom, Peace, Uvorei Esako. We will now, for the moment, assume the last part is one idea. Oseh shalom uvorei asakol, peace is everything. Hashem makes peace, Osa Uvorin creates everything. There are three major themes in the opening bracha of Yotzei Hamaaros. Those three major themes directly relate to the pasuk, the obligation the Torah gave us, V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol miyodecha. Or Yotzer or represents or in Choshech, besides the physical or, it represents good and bad. What? It represents, let me work backwards because it'll be a little bit easier. Yotzer Hashem creates darkness. A person who is required to give up his life over chol nafshecha, afilu hu noitel es nafshecha. You come to a situation where you're required to be mekadesh shem shemayim. That's dark. It doesn't make sense. Sefer Iyov doesn't make sense. I should give up my life, the prime of my life. I should give it all up for what? For who? Why? This is something which a human being has absolutely no understanding. But that is what the Torah requires. Uvichol nafshecha, afilu noitel es nafshecha. This is a geder of borei choshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this world darkness. There are things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are things that we do not understand. Darkness, why should it be so? We are in the dark. But yet, uvichol nafshecha. Now with that, work backwards, yotzer or, there are things that in this world there is light. There is pleasure. Or is always associated with pleasure. That represents uvichol levavecha. Every single thing, every opportunity that you have in this world to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve Hashem by living, not by dying, is all included in the concept of or. The beginning, Hashem created the world. This, the Oiros represents the earth, the sun, represents the entire, we go through Maisa Bereishis. All of this was created, HaKol Baruch L'Chvodo, that we should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chol Levavcha. B'chol Levavcha corresponds to Yotzer Or. U'v'chol Nafshecha, give up your neshama, doesn't make any sense. That's right, that's what Hashem demands us, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu also was Borei Choshech. And the end is very simple. Yotzer Ose Shalom Uvorei Es HaKol Uvichol Meodecha. Meodecha means all of your possessions, every single thing. So basically, the first bracha, Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech Ose Shalom Uvorei Es HaKol, is a bracha that is said as an introduction to the mitzvah of V'yahavta Es Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavecha U'v'chol Nafshecha U'v'chol Miyodecha. It's not a bracha on Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, for whatever reason, does not have a bracha. Not every single mitzvah has a bracha. There are many mitzvahs that don't have brachas. A mitzvah Tamidis doesn't have a bracha. Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, perhaps a mitzvah Tamidis. But a bracha of V'yahavta Es Hashem Elokecha is not necessarily, you have to know what the Gedarma, that is the bracha. Now the next bracha is very simple, Ahava Rabba. It's very simple, because Ahava Rabba is Torah. What is the, after we say, what's the next pasuk? The next pasuk is, V'hayu hadvarim ho'el ha'shanochi mitzavecha yom al levavecha, v'shinantam levanecha, v'dibartabam, Torah. The next major theme of Kriya Shema, the first parsha of Kriya Shema, is many different examples of Talmud Torah. Of Talmud Torah to learn, to teach your children, and you shall have a reminder of the Torah by the mezuzah. The major thrust of the remainder of Yahavta is Talmud Torah. The bracha for Talmud Torah is clearly the bracha of Ahava Rabba. So we've explained. The bracha is not for Shema, the bracha is for Yahavta. There are two brachas. Now what about after we finish Kriya Shema, we're making another bracha? So this is one we can explain, that the bracha, what's the bracha? The bracha is Geula. Geula. What is the theme? The bracha that we make after Kriya Shema is really a bracha for the second parsha of Kriya Shema. What is the second parsha of Kriya Shema? V'haya im Shemoa. If you do what you're supposed to do, Im Shemoya Tishma, v'hayom shua tishma mitzvah shanoch mitzanas hayom li'ahava, you do what you're supposed to do, what's going to be the reward? V'nasati mit ha'artzcha b'ito, yoreh malko, shu'asaf, t'divanecha, v'siroshcha, v'itzurecha, there will be reward. This idea of if you do what you're supposed to do, there will be reward is a concept that relates to redemption, geula. Geula has a set of rules. We demand that Kadosh Baruch Hu shall redeem us. Be'ita achishana. In the right time, I will hasten the geula. But it's not going to come unless we are worthy. We are deserving. Chazal are full of teaching us. Geula just doesn't happen. Geula has rules. For there to be redemption, you must be worthy. The parasha of Ahoyim Shmoa lays out the rules. If you will follow the rules, V'hoya im Shmoya tishmu el mitzvosai asher anochi mitzav eschem hayom li'ahavo es shem lokech mulu avdo b'chol v'chol shem, then there will be reward. Reward is a form of nasati mitaratz l'mitoyer makoshon and so forth. That is the bracha that we say after we finish Kriya Shema. So that's the third bracha. Now you're going to ask, so what about, how come at my Ma'ariv we have another bracha of Hashkiveinu? So the answer is because there are two parts to V'hoyim Shema. If you follow the rules, there will be rewards. But what does it say then? What does the parasha continue to say? V'hoya hishamu lochem. Then it's not going to be good. V'chora Af Hashem bochem v'yotzares Hashem. There's going to be punishment. There's going to be golos. There's going to be punishment. At night, in the evening, darkness is symbolic of churban and golos. So during the day, we only have three brachos. Two brachos for v'ohavta, and one bracha for v'chaya im shemoa. We only focus on the geula, the good, because it's day, it's the time of geula. During the morning, it's a time of light. At night time, when it's dark, we focus also on the golos, on the fact we acknowledge that unfortunately, if we are in golos, it has been fulfilled in us. The second part of the second paragraph, Hishamru lachem, pen yifdeh levavchem, v'sartem levadetem, v'chora af Hashem bochem. And that's why the bracha of Hashkiveinu, if you look carefully, the bracha of Hashkiveinu, it's all about kasha, that at night, in the dark times, even though indeed we are in golus and we are suffering in dark, still Hashem, don't abandon us, save us. Hashkiveinu Hashem lachem l'shalom, hamdein lachem l'chayim ta'um shalom, protect us in golus, protect us during the time of darkness. V'saknenu be'etzav lovnech v'hoshienu meheiru l'mat shmecha v'hagen ba'deinu v'haser me'aleinu oyev dever v'cherev v'roha v'yogon v'haser satan v'lofenim echreinu. These are all expressions in which we are asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to protect us during the time when we have failed to listen, but instead we have incurred the wrath, the chor af Hashem lochem, Hishamu lochem, and that's why we need the additional bracha, being that it's a time of night, a time that's symbolic of galus. So sach hakol, I think that was something very important, because we say these brachas every single day. We have a hakpodin chazal, that the kriyashma should be said together with its brachos when possible, when we can. And that opens up a very simple question, which unfortunately many of us don't think about. What in the world do the brachos have to do with Kriya Shema? Every time we make a bracha, you make a bracha. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvasvanu al mitzvas lulav. Right? You take a lulav. So you take the lulav. You're saying Kriya Shema. You're making four brachas, and the four brachas have nothing to do with Kriya Shema. So the first thing we have to understand is there are many different parts to Kriya Shema. There are three parts to Kriya Shema. By the way, tzitz doesn't count. That's not part of Kriya Shema. Tzitzis is something which is appended to the mitzvah, that once we mention Kriya, we do Kriya Shema. We also mention Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Tzitz, but that's not the primary part of Kriya Shema. So we have to understand that in Kriya Shema, on a Raisa level, there are three parts. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim, Shema Yishol Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There is the parasha of the Ohavta, and the parasha of the Choyim Shemoa. The first Yisod is, for Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim, there is no bracha. There are many. Why is there no bracha? That's a different discussion. But there is no bracha. So what then are the brachas for? The brachas are for the parasha of the Hafta and for the parasha of the Hayom Shemoah. Before we recite Kriya Shema, we recite two brachas for the Hafta, and after we recite Kriya Shema, we recite one bracha for the Hayom Shemoah. How does the first two brachas relate to the parasha of the Hafta? Because in the Hafta there is the mitzvah of the Hafta, Eis Hashem Lecha b'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshcha, v'chol ne'odecha. That corresponds to the bracha of Yoitzer Hamo. Yaitz HaMa'oros includes within it the theme of B'chol Levavcha, using the world, the creation of the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all for good, to be active. And then there's a recognition of darkness, Afil Noitelos Nafshecha, Bari Choshech, and then there's V'chol Me'odecha, Oseh Shalom Uveri Esakol. And everything that we discussed, all in elaboration upon those themes, in elaboration, like the Malachim. The Malachim is an elaboration upon the theme of Shalom. Why is that Shalom? Because in Halacha, Manos Nimeshus Zelozet, the greatest form of peace is with this Derech Eretz. Manos Nimeshus, it's an elaboration on the essence of the first bracha. The second bracha clearly continues the theme of the first bracha of a bracha for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. After we recite the first bracha, we have Hayim Shmoa, that's reward and punishment. The concept of reward is a concept of Geula, a concept of punishment, a concept of Golus. In the morning, at a time of day, it's a tkufa of geula. We make the bracha for after we finish Goal Yisrael. It is a bracha that relates directly to the theme of Vichoyo Im Shemoa. At night, we make two brachas, being that it's at night, it's dark, it's a tkufa of Golos. We have to make a bracha for geula and for Golos. Okay, so this is one theme that relates to creation. Now, let me just do another few very quick ideas.
Yes, one, yeah. One thing. You mentioned before that what's the purpose of the Shemesh? What purpose?
Borei Choshech.
Yeah, so you said, what is the purpose of the Choshech?
The Choshech is Hester Panim.
Hester
Panim. Hester Panim. Hester is challenging us. Well, he's challenging us to believe in Him, have faith in Him, even though we do not understand. That's the creation of darkness.
But if you look at it, you can look at it like this. How does a person sleep? Only when it's dark. So for that purpose alone, it's Choshech. A person can't sleep when it's light.
Why not? Why not? I can prove it to you. I'll play the tape.
There are a lot of people who have trouble sleeping at night.
Okay, we're out of time. Let me just tell you some sirs, and I'm going to go through the, just some interesting you said. We have a Kabbalah tradition. There's a much discussion. If you say Kriya Shema, must you be wearing tefillin? Not going into the details. When you recite Kriya Shema, must you be wearing tefillin? So we have a tradition. Anyone that reads Kriya Shema and is not wearing tefillin, he's meyud edesh sheker ba'atzma. He's saying false testimony. I'm saying Kriya Shema, and the Kriya Shema says, "V'kasharatam la'osal yadech v'yulit toto fos be'nechah." I'm not wearing tefillin. Meyud edesh sheker ba'atzma.
So
what?
Nice.
During daylight, right, during the morning. So there's a discussion, a detailed discussion. I wanted to bring out the Yisod, not going into details. The Yisod comes from the base Yitzchak. Other Achayim as well say this is, you're not over technically on saying Kriya Shema without wearing tefillin if you plan to later in the day to put on tefillin. It's a very big Yisod.
How about Shabbos?
Shabbos is not a zman tefillin, so it's not a kasha. Shabbos is not a zman where you wear tefillin, so it's not a kasha. But during a day when you mechuyev to wear tefillin, if now I'm going to say Kriya Shema without wearing tefillin, how severe is it? Are you over on this thing? There are riots back and forth, even a riot from the Rashi in this week's parasha in the Chumash. Rashi seems to say you say Kriya Shema and later you put on tefillin. The Yisoy to answer this answers many, many questions. Many questions in Halacha, the Yisoid is, if you plan later in the day to put on tefillin, that's okay. If you're saying Kriya Shema and you have no plan on putting on tefillin later in the day, you violate this rule. One simple example is Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, you're saying Kriya Shema, everyone, you don't put on tefillin until it's Mincha. How are you allowed to say Kriya Shema in the morning on Tisha B'Av without wearing tefillin? You're violating what Chazal say, being made a sheker b'yatzma. So you should be aware that they were poskim that did. They put on tefillin. They put on tefillin at home. Their custom is, you put in the Tisha morning, you put on tefillin, you say Kriya Shema. And then you take off the tefillin and you go to shul and you daven the whole shacharis without tefillin. And it's not made because you already, if you did it already in the past once, it's no longer in the during day, it's no longer made in the sheker. But that's not common. We don't do that. We don't wear tefillin. We don't say kriya shema with tefillin and then take it off and then daven and then wear it again by mincha. We don't wear it all together until mincha. If you plan to do later in the day, that is okay. Okay, next issue. What about talis?
You have to put say kriya shema by mincha. In that situation,
some want to have a minhag to always. You don't have to. You definitely do not have to. But some have a custom to always, when you're wearing on tefillin, to recite all the parashas.
Yeah,
so if you're putting on by mincha, you do not say kriya shema. You want to say the parashas. Yeah.
The Lubavitch go around and they put
tefillin. Yeah.
Just that alone is mekayim.
Yeah, 100% for one second, you're mekayim the mitzvah. If we wait till the whole davening, that's a hiddur. But for one split second to put on tefillin, you koina olam haba, and that's what the Babish tries to do to wake up people. For one second, definitely, it's a very big inyan. Karkaft, it shouldn't be a karkaft, a skull deloy monach tefillin. Okay, another quick issue. What about wearing tzitzis? If you recite kriya shema and in kriya shema you say the parish of tzitzis, you're not wearing talis. Are you meyud edus sheker? Is it considered the curse that you're saying testimony, you're saying kriya shema, you're saying tzitzis, I'm not wearing a talis, I'm wearing tzitzis. So this is a very, very big dilemma, very big debate. The Zohar says yes, all the poskim who are not from Kabbalah, world Kabbalah, say no. And the issue is, you have no obligation to put on a talis. Tefillin, you must put tefillin on. Talis, if you happen to be wearing a garment that has four corners, then you must wear. So if you would be wearing a garment that has four corners and does not have tzitzis, then in addition to being mevatel, mitzvah say of not wearing tzitzis, you would also be over the curse of the Zohar of not reciting tzitzis, the parish of tzitzis, and not wearing tzitzis. But if you're not wearing tzitzis, you're not wearing a garment of four corners, in a chanami. And this has a nafkamina lehalacha. What is nafkamina lehalacha? Let's say you come to shul, you don't have talis and tefillin. I don't have talis, so no, you don't have talis. What can you possibly do? So, onis shachman apatri, no talis and tefillin, so you just need daven. Now, in the middle, after Baruch Hu, after you finish the bracha of Ahava Rabbah, after you finish Ahava Hashem, you finish the bracha of Rabbah, they bring you talis and tefillin. Your child walks in, dad, here they are. What do you do? Do you put on your talis and tefillin? So the halacha is, you put on tefillin with a bracha. The bracha. Talis you put on. It's also not so pashit. You're meaning mafsik, but you don't make a bracha. Why? What's the bracha and the talis you'll make after davening, after Shmona Esrei. Why? What's the difference? Because now you're about to recite Kriya Shema, and if you have an opportunity to put on talis and tefillin, you must, so it should not be Meyud Eide Sheker. But the Meyud Eide Sheker on tefillin is much worse than the talis. Because for the tefillin, you have an obligation to put on tefillin. So you must put on tefillin with a bracha, even with the bracha, but you're allowed to be matzah with the bracha. But talis? You don't have an obligation to put on a talis. You only have an obligation to put on tzitzis if you happen to be wearing a garment that's four corners. So it's one level. What?
And you're doing that anyway.
Let's assume now that you're not wearing a talis skirt. Let's make that assumption. A good point. That you're not wearing a talis skirt in a theoretical case. It's not the same curse. It's not the same obligation. Okay, that's this mug. And then one last topic about kriya shema. Kriya shema al hamita. Besides saying kriya shema at night in Ma'ariv, he's saying kriya shema. There's another halacha in the Gemara. You should say kriya shema again when you go to sleep.
Yes.
And the dilemma, this is a very big debate among the Rishonim, big, big, heavy-duty debate with many, and I'm going to give you one example of halacha, is the obligation to say kriya shema when you go to sleep on your bed, kriya shema lamita, is that a din in kriya shema? Or is it only a form of protection? Shmira. I want protection. When you say Kriya Shema, it will protect you from the demons. So it's a machlokes rishonim. Some say there's a separate obligation to go to sleep in a matzav of Kabbalas o Malchus Shemayim. Oh, that's the nafkamina. The nafkamina is Lel Shimurim. Lel Shimurim, so you don't have to say all the psukim. All the psukim you don't have to say, because that's certainly for the purpose of to guard from shmira. But what about kriya shema itself? Is there an obligation? If you take the approach that kriya shema al hamita is only a form of Kabbalah is protection. Lel Pesach, you don't say Kriya Shema when you go to sleep. You send it by Ma'ariv. That's enough. Finished. You don't say it again. But if you, and then also when you go in a sukkah, if you sleep in a sukkah, there's also Shmira. It's still the Amnusa. You don't say Kriya. But if you learn the same Kriya Shema because it's an obligation to say when you go to sleep, it comes from this week's parsha. It comes from this week's parsha. Shachav Kairu, you lie down like a lion. The lion over here refers to you lie down with the gevura of Kriya Shema. Then, nothing to do with Shmira. Another nafkamina, are women obligated to say Kriya Shema when they go to sleep? If you learn that it's an obligation of Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Samocha Shemaim, they're exempt. Because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, only at night. But if the reason why we say Kriya Shema at night is primarily to guard us, it's a magical potion, you say, and protects us from the demons. So just like men need protection, women need protection. They also have an obligation to recite Kriya Shema. So this is another big dilemma. So
we, Friday nights, we said before that Shabbos is a Shmira.
No, it's not. Shabbos is not a Shmira. Shabbos is a Shmira, but you still need Shmira. In different levels. There are different madrigals of Shmira. Right? Hashkamina, you don't say Shomer Moshe Shalad, but you do. Friday night, we still need Shmira. We have Magen Avos. You still need. There's a different type of Shmira. So bottom line, Agada, we have what the brachas are for, three very yesodistic dilemmas in halacha of saying Kriya Shema without wearing tefillin, saying Kriya Shema without wearing a talis, and the nature of Kriya Shema al Hanita. These are the three halachic issues relating to Kriya Shema and the one Agada. That will stop here. Have a good day.